a servant, I don't mean my housekeeper, is Tuita. Tuita, through Tuita, I came here to this place. I asked her to come because I had no speaker here. And I had a very specific job to be done here. And as my role as record keeper, that worked out just fine. But the moment that I took my own responsibility and said, we must go farther, oh, that is not the Hatton I know. That is some novice little speaker out there. I've been doing this for 40 years, or I've been doing it for 20 years, or whatever, and that one comes along, and that energy actually says it's Hatton. Well, who is Hatton? Most people have never heard of it. Dharma being one of them. Well, I don't know Hatton from a flea, and I don't know anything about anybody called Hatton. Is that right, Sir Akhenaten? You want to go through that again? You're going to have to outgrow those labels, and you're going to have to outgrow the limitations that you want to place on the ones who come to give you information. Because what you do is you leave that door open for the dark energies to come in. And the moment you start being limited, you know they're there.
Right.
When your speaker will say, Hatton would never do that, or God would never do that, I want to tell you, you're wrong right there, and you're dealing with the wrong information giver. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get valid information. It doesn't mean you're evil. It doesn't mean you're bad. It doesn't mean you're lost. It just means you have reached your limit. And one of the saddest experiences I've had to go through is losing speakers. I have had incredible speakers from the early 50s, as you're talking about. As we were moving into this very phase of our connections. But no, sir. That Hatton must stay over here as record keeper, and his name certainly is not Yorko Seres. It's Turkey Peanut. Well, I'll tell you why I identify myself as Yorko Seres Hatton. Because I represent the image to you of the beast slayer, the dragon slayer, George, St. George. Seres. The mother image, the feminine energy of God Himself, and Hatton the Son, the Father. That's my name, Yorgos Seres Hatton.
Commander?
Yes.
We have another question from another young man.
Commander, there's been talk of a grandmother fairy tape, and I was just wondering what that would be used for.
Uh-oh. I know what this is used for. Yes, there is. And I will renew the promise. It will be dug out, and it will be sent. I asked Dharma some years ago for one of the grandchildren to make a sleep tape, and we decided to introduce the child into sleep through a pleasant experience, and so we called it the Fairy Grandmother Tape, and it's a journey on a spacecraft for child to go into sleep, and most adults love it. Now, Dharma gets hysterical. She cannot listen through it because we had a little place in there where it says, a fuzzy wuzzy huggy. And she gets it all fuzzy huggy wuggy. So now all of you who will ever listen to it again in your life will get there and burst into laughter. but it's simply that. It is a place where a child can hypnotically, if you will, go into peace. And I highly recommend it. And yes, we will pull it out, and you will get a copy.
Commander?
Yes.
How would we know when our frequencies are up, and is there any conscious way we can increase them? And also, is there any other uses for the light shield?
Don't be without your light shield ever, 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 ever. If it takes 10,000 times a day to consciously say light, you can break down that whole procedure that says, I will allow no dark energies into my space. Get thee from me, if you're not of the light of God. And your mind knows what that means. Don't undersell your mind. And just ask for light. Knowingly ask for light. And then it will finally become something that the second anything goes wrong, whether you fall into depression or whatever, you ask for light. It doesn't mean that you're going to come right up and be bubbling over with happiness and energy. It means that you will be protected. And you will have time to work out these feelings. And it will require that you change your mode of thought processing. And this is why when you really are up against it, get that clearing tape. For goodness sakes, it's gone out now several times. It's one actually I made with Dorma when she first started trying to clear her space. And Germaine sat with her. Because you have the purple or violet flame, which does mean something. I'm not going to go into all this. We must get out of here and let you go, you know, by week's end. But this is what I like. You know, I would park her here for the rest of the week. And she would stay. But there are obligations, and we have no right to ask that ones don't meet their responsibilities by overstaying or overextending. But there is something to the violet flame of transmutation. I don't care what anybody wants to say about Germaine and Alan Greenspan. I don't want to say anything about it. But Germaine is the alchemist of the universe. And if he tells you a purple flame or a purple vapor, we're not talking about a heated flame, is the flame of transmutation, you better be looking for purple. So we very carefully structured that tape so that mentally you're just going to clear those dark energies or you're not going to go into the trance. That's just all there is to it. And then through hypnosis, basically, I'm just cutting it down to where I don't want to play with words. You're not out of control in hypnosis. If you don't like what's going on, you wake up and you get up, don't you? This old mind control bit is really for the birds. Now, that is foolishness. And a therapist will never jeopardize the relationship between client and physician, if you will, healer or therapist, by playing silly games. Yes, it can be damaging. But I want to tell you something. If you are not capable in your conscious state of doing something, you're not going to do it if it is against the will that you hold, your fundamental beliefs. If I said, go murder somebody, I don't care what kind of a trance you're in. Unless you're capable of that in your awake state, you will not do it. That is against the laws of God and your own creation, and you would wake up. The reason you will stay in a trance and do things is because you're quite capable of doing those things. Oh, I would never get up and sing. In a trance, you will get up and act like an idiot, but you will do that under alcoholism. You have simply removed those inhibitions. of that conscious mind that limits your ability to function. Because you forget in a trance that you're limited. Oh, well, why am I not embarrassed? Because those inhibitions, those false restrictions are not there. But intelligence takes over and says, well, I shouldn't pull off all my clothes in here while I'm doing the singing. And if I told you to pull off your clothes, you might pull off one or two of the outer things, but I will guarantee you, if you would not otherwise pull off your clothes, you will not remove them. Now, you'll do some pretty silly things. And occasionally, it comes up that one will want Dharma to play. Because she's good at what she does. And we don't play. We don't play, and I'll tell you why. Because you get in a courtroom, and they ridicule you, and they say you've got mind control, and you become a different person in all of this stuff. And that's not so. But that's why hypnosis and space aliens are two things that the church will deny. And reincarnation. They lose control of you if the mind is free. And hypnosis is where the mind becomes free. And once the mind is healed in that state, it will not go back to being imperfect again. All of these little restrictions like stuttering, etc., happens at the subconscious level of the mind. And if that is going to be healed, it will be confronted at that same level, one-on-one. And when the mind sees why it stutters, it will quit. And you will too.
Commander?
Yes?
I have a question for a friend of mine, initials MC. I must admit it's a question as much for myself as for her. Could you just make a quick comment on the crop circles?
Yes, they're mathematical language. You put up your big antennas trying to make connections. Most of them are idiots out there doing funny things. You know, trampling around with their feet. If you can interpret, and one day, just as you will send out into space a message, it is so silly that it blows my mind, but I guess this is what Mr. Sagan wants to do. You get on 350,000 radio beams and you beam up literally visualizations in mathematical pulses, and then nobody understands what I'm doing in her head? It's all you're doing. Sending mathematical things, pulses, out into space, hoping someone will pick them up and be able to interpret them. Many of the crop circles or the dry lake circles are actually communication devices from ones trying to learn a communication system with you. Some of them are not sophisticated enough to know all of your languages, although as long as there is telecommunication, they can communicate with you. They can make themselves heard one-on-one. But it's thought transmission. They're trying to legitimately make contact with you on a mathematical, geometric foundation that is universal. And there are now going to be more and more ones who can take those crop circles and measure them, you know, reduce them, computerize them, and will come out with both harmonics, which relate in tone and move right into the harmonics of light. And they are done on a perfect mathematical formulation. And usually it will be circles within a pyramid, greater formation of some kind. and then you will have a whole story, perhaps, laid out. And it was originally chosen to do this way, because at the time they began to appear, you did not have capability on your place of hovercraft that could do this. And you need a particular kind of laser power to be able to invisibly flatten without killing. So it is truly a manipulation of the plant itself, rather than trampling it. But you've got most of them anymore are phony. But you're going to find that right now there are big, big diagrams being drawn on the flats of New Mexico and Arizona that will basically match anything that is on the Nazca Plains. So, it is a sign of communication, both from the ones of the tribes on your place. You see, you're not going to hear about it, but the ones who that is intended for already know what it says, what it means. And they're smart enough to be quiet about it, and so will I.
We have fairy grandmother tapes.
You are, get Kenny Wong.
He got one.
Commander, if I may, I have a couple of questions I'd like to ask.
Yes.
When a soul spirit's been weakened and damaged due to one's allowance of dark forces attacking and attaching to their soul spirit, thereby sucking light energy out and leaving a gaping, empty feeling, what steps may be taken which may help in one's recovery, and to what extent is the damage permanent? And if you would, please advise us as to ways which will improve our ability to discern so we may better protect our lighted bodies.
I see, you and Sherry. It is never too late to heal. The point is, you have to have the desire. You have to have the desire to heal. If, in fact, you are in the knowingness, you will not move out of it. You will not allow these things to get to you, to hurt you. But you're going to have to face the fact you live in a human society. Once again, I can use Gunther and Rael and Rosmacher as a perfect example. Not for them personally, but as far as what's happening. Here is E.J. and Doris Ecker. And they are on the hot seat all the time with the law. And you have other ones that you respected or thought were really genuinely wonderful people, and they are saying that these are bad, these are evil, they work for Satan, and I'm still good. All right, you're going along and you're trying to find your way. And you've been to Buddha, you've been to Zen, you've been to Sai Baba, you've tried Methodist, Mormon, Catholic, you name it, you've tried it.
Ramsa,
Mafu, and you end up finding that Mafu turns into a female Swami. Without honor. Oh, no, that honor is for Mafu. B.S., she wears the little thing on her head. Well, I don't want to go over there because there is that someone that has already been denounced as Doris Ecker. She's just a person. How can I believe that she is not going to turn into a Jay-Z Knight or a Mafu Penny? Look around and see what the difference is. Always make your observation before you listen. Get some information. What takes place here? What was extracted from you before they would let you in this door for this great lesson? Nothing. So if you don't get anything out of this great lesson, why would you leave here and go and bash us? You were guests in our home, and we offered you our table, as little as it might be. And as unhealthy as it might have been. we certainly force nothing upon you. Nobody is locking the doors and making you stay in here and pay before you get out. Yet. If we stay over another few days, we may have to take up a collection for the ones that need to pay for their room. But that is friendship. That is true love.
One more short question, if I may.
Oh, I got out of that one pretty good. I didn't realize I'd answered it.
Recently, I've had an experience of first awareness of mission agreements, particularly those agreements which require open transmissions with your command. And I was wondering if you could please help those of us which need further instruction and understanding so we may progress along our spiritual involvement, particularly in opening these transmissions.
Oh, I am glad you asked. I am really, really glad you asked. Hear what he said, this mission. I, Hatan, am in charge of this mission. I don't need a zillion speakers for this mission. If you have a part of it, you may very well meet me full length for your portion of the mission. But as far as correcting course, through what I say up here on this podium, don't do it. I will never do that. This is why I have to tell you that there will be 13, and in the beginning there were 113 letters a week saying, I talked to Hatan and Hatan told me this. Well, Corton said that. Well, Soltech says that we're, no, number one, any member within my command will not do that. Be very careful. If you hear that coming through, it may be your local Edwards Air Force Base speaker. Because the moment they find that you are open, they will intrude on your frequency. Is that simple? And they know the pulse system. They are, as I speak, not only monitoring, but they can literally interpret before her words are formed anymore. And they love to sit there and feed all of this stuff in. Oh, you don't want to grow spelt in sulfur, or you don't want to grow spelt in this way or that way. I know it should be the other way. Well, there is a lot of good information going to be fed in through that conduit, and that is why you clear your space. And if you start getting instructions for changing of this mission, be very careful. Be very careful. It does not mean that I might not be able to reach through to her brain to say it. But I will always be having a reason to express through her mouth what I need to say. And very frequently, I will get a lot of help. This is not a church group. This is not a classroom as such. And sometimes, because I am monitored, I'm going to tell those listeners exactly what I want to say. I may very well be telling the monitors that you better get those guys off their ass and get my funds cleared. Well, that is not necessarily for you or Sherry. But either of you might come back and say, well, God wouldn't do that. Well, don't limit Hatan then. Because I would. And so will the nice senders. The transmitters of Edwards Air Force Base. Don't kid yourself. There are lizard beings up here in these mountains that they bring out for their outside training. They're nice, docile, gentle people. But they come and they are so curious. They have been created over here in Northrop or underground over here. So every now and then they come to the surface and they come out or they get out. And they're just nice and curious. But they very much look like snakes. They're tall, they're lean, they're scaly, and they're curious. They'll get on your roof. If the door's open, they'll come in. If the car's out, they'll open all the doors and they'll play with the lights and they'll do all sorts of interesting things. So far, they don't damage or hurt anything. And then pretty soon, you know, after you're in a state of terror or the person's watching this, because especially if you're in the house, the next thing you may hear is the SWAT team in their black suits up there on the rooftop with them, with their guns, gathering them back up to get them outside again. Well, that makes me sound like some sort of an idiot, and when Doris Ecker comes out and says that, that's fine. But you're going to find them up in Stallion Springs that are scared to death to say anything because they'll be ridiculed out of town, and it happens almost regularly. So be careful in your discernment of what is coming through to you. Always take your problems not to Hatan when they are big problems, when they are personal. Take them to God. Take them to Sananda if it's spiritual help you want. I am happy to receive the letters. Believe me, I love to receive the letters, even the ones that complain about me. It helps me guide myself as to what is acceptable. But there is a limitation of the human element as far as responding, and that isn't my mission to attune you to your spiritual insight. I'll help wherever I can. But you have to know that the mission is massive and there are so many parts to it. And I'm not going to be in command of all of those. So just be careful. That's all I'm asking. And be patient and clear that space.
Okay, may I ask a question? I'd like to know if the God Star Sirius Federation, Galactic Federation, has been given precedence over the Galactic Federation of the Pleiades concerning planet Earth at the present time.
Ooh, let me get this straight. Is the Galactic Federation
from the God Star Sirius given leadership? Or
no. Absolutely no. I am not from Sirius.
No, I know you're not. You're from Pleiades, correct?
I'm not even from Pleiades.
All right.
That's fine.
All right. But the Galactic Federation from Sirius has not been given precedence over the planet Earth at the present time in our evolution?
No.
Thank you.
There are some very valid participants from that system. But no. And the Galactic Federation doesn't have any real strict command over planet Earth either. And neither does the Galactic Federation fleet where I serve. You are a free will planet, and anybody coming from out there telling you, I am in control of this mission, you are in control of yourself. Or you better get control of yourself. And if one's come telling you, I'm the big honcho, I'm the big cheese, and this is the only speaker, that's the one they like to use. Never, ever give them a second thought. That is absolutely, incredibly wrong. How would you possibly expect one speaker to service the needs? And then you're supposed to be somehow up there near godliness, giving those kinds of instructions of limitation? No, thank you. And no other star system has any control over this system. God has control because God created it. And you are a part of it, and you better maintain your control because you are the big dogs in this play. I can go away. The Galactic Federation can go away. I don't even want to hear about that hierarchy council that supposedly meets in the Tetons or over here, you know, Mount Shasta. Yes, there are hierarchical meetings, and hierarchy only means something to identify. And the minute you get into the order of something, or the high priestess, or the this, or the that, or the other, that indicates status, you're wrong. Now, that's just flat wrong. In the higher dimensions, you have, you call me commander simply because you have to come up with something to identify me. I am no higher in status than anyone on my ship. Does everybody hear me? The one who calls himself flunky is of higher stature very frequently than I am. I happen to be in command of this mission. And therefore, for the mission, I have to have some final word.
Let me turn the tape. Thank you.
But to infer, you know, that I have command over Soltec, for instance, or Munka, is ridiculous. But God is also order. You build chaos. So there is order in the universal plane. And we must meet whatever needs you have to understand that positioning. But if you think that I'm going to bother to excel at mirror lens polishing, I may be very capable at polishing that lens or programming that crystal. But if there is someone else there responsible for that crystal, I expect them to do their job. And I expect them to do their job to the extent that they are far better than I would be. So we go by experience, practical, reasonable experience, as a matter of fact. So there is no hierarchy of kingdomship. Now, you may not be able to discern the difference. If you come onto my craft, I am going to be the last word. You will not. On the other hand, I come onto your place and into your space. You are the last word, and I am not. And I know enough to withdraw and not zap you. You see, this is the difference that we talk about. And when I say create or uncreate, if I have created something, I can uncreate it. Now, that's all there is to it. If you have literally created something, you can also destroy it. But if you have created life, you may not uncreate it. I can do that. Don't mix up the two. And don't think that I have to claim to be God on high to do that. You are now learning on your place. You in this room may not know how, but there's someone in those underground facilities that now know how to uncreate life. And that's when God stepped in and sent and said, this is enough. There get to be civilizations that can destroy themselves. And that happens. And it's happened over and over and over again on your planet. But you were headed with each ongoing civilization of reaching a level now interspersed with knowledge from other planets. And boy, you really can do up a whole batch of trouble. And you have not the capability to control it. And it even gets us into trouble when we try to contain it. So let me tell you about this ending that we're going to talk about for a minute. And that possible evacuation and that hierarchy of command. Ones want to say, and I identified in the beginning, and now it's thrown in my face every time there is another confrontation. In the Ashtar Command, I am not in the Ashtar Command. And any of you who want to think Ashtar is coming down here and romping around with Athena on your earth for a little experience in R&R, you are nuts. Ashtar is a command. Ashtar is a command which contains the computer system of every entity and energy and everything on your globe. I did not say the universe. I would not presume to get into Ashtar, and you see, Ashtar is not really his name, it is its name. There is a leadership. An energy form that is, quote, head of the Ashtar Command. And he is referred to as Ashtar. And this is a nice person, minding his own business and doing a very good job of it for thousands of years. Without the complication of Athena. If he's got an Athena, that's his business up there in his place. He doesn't have to come down here to romp around with her. He doesn't have any illegitimate children like Vegan playing around in your place. Get out of this silly nonsense. That is not even mythical. There's a lot of truth in myths. This is pure garbage. Ashtar is one computer system that is so incredible that you can't even measure it. And it is not the Akashic Records, the universal computer system. This just nails the ones of you on this planet. That if we have to get you off, Ashtar takes command by any name you want to call him. I back off. Mission or no mission, I just have to pray to God Almighty that you've learned enough to serve in that moment of time if we have to evacuate this planet versus just methodically doing what we need to do. And in that moment, Ashtar Command will be it. It is just like sending in the tanks or sending in the computer experts or... It's an operation. He does not encroach on my command. I do not encroach on his. But in various circumstances, and in this particular instance, he does not butt into Hatton's business. And you have to be on this other side, really, to see. And this Dorma has experienced, and it's been interesting to watch this grow. Because, yes, there is a council here, and there is a room full of energy forms. And, yes, there are individual identities. And all those commanders are here. So is Jesus Christ, the one you want to call Jesus Christ. So is Buddha. So is. I can name them all around. And yet I get the podium. That bothered her in the beginning. How can just a measly little third-grade commander get everybody's attention? Because I recognize some of these energies. Somebody asked her about Lord Michael. You don't need to call me Lord Michael. He's really good for himself. And he is particularly interested in Earth. Jermaine is particularly interested in the United States of America and freedom. Under the Constitution. He's a little screwed up in some of his ideas about how the Constitution ought to be, and there were errors, and therefore you're paying for them. And now he sits in my presence, and they're trying to figure a way to get even with me. And worse than that, they will figure a way. You're going to be able to meet all of these ones. As soon as we can prepare the way enough to be able to allow that. Many of you will hear from Lord Michael. Always listen to Lord Michael. Always listen. He is the blue beam. He is the blue beam of life for you, of the creation of this planet. Your blue planet. And Lord Michael was great, great, great in the creation of this planet for this experience. And it was him who did battle between creation and destruction, if you will. And yes, he's called an archangel because he is of the highest of the angelic realm. And what does angel mean? Angel means messenger, usually invisible messenger. But no, I am not Lord Michael, except in the God form, I become one of the allness. And yet you're going to find Aton as such is not the overall creator of all things. But that's not for today.
Commander, may I ask a question, please?
Yes.
You're speaking on the subject of regeneration a little bit earlier. My question was, for example, if I was to have lost a finger in, say, an accident or something like that, is there steps that you can explain to me and us on how a person would go about regenerating, say, a lost finger or something like that? Is there, you know, a certain amount of time you have to put into thought of somehow regenerating a lost, you know, an injured part or something like that?
Unless you are a Sathya Sai Baba or a teacher of that high, and I would tell you that Sathya Sai Baba can reproduce himself before he can reproduce a finger. He can create the whole into a different form, and he can do many of these remarkable things, and he would create from the DNA structure the whole much faster than he could create a regenerated part of something. I do not see that any of you should be spending a great deal of time trying to regenerate in that manner. Try to heal in the wholeness of and within the will of God, which is the light. And there should be another tape for taking with Gyandran or something too, that it's, I think we might call it a healing tape. It's where you can literally go within and visualize a restructuring, a repairing, a rehealing, a re-whatever. And it's very, very good taken with medication of some kind, because the mind will say, ooh, the head hurts, so I want this medication to go and stop that headache. And the mind will direct it once you let go of it. But see, what you are going to do is sit there and try to consciously cause that to regenerate, and it never, ever will. Because you're going to try to consciously do something that is subconscious and creative in its own structure mechanism. And it's very, very, very advanced mind control to be able to do that. On the other hand, things will happen, and you will stop them from happening. And I can use Dharma as a good example. In the place next to her wisdom tooth, she had trouble with the tooth. And this was a mature adult tooth. And since she has been here, the tooth broke. It had been filled. It broke. And both roots, over a period of time, came out. She's got a new tooth started in the socket. And the minute it broke through the gum line, she stopped it from growing. We would have produced a brand new, nice, new, usable tooth for her, and she's terrified of the dentist, so she won't go. And it would have been handy. And it'll be worse now. Now she knows that we're up to something, and that tooth will never, ever materialize in its true, full, useful form. because your mind is convinced you can't do these things. And until your mind just lets go of that, you won't do it. And when, if that finger, for instance, it was gone and you started to regenerate it, you would stop it. Because that's not supposed to happen. You can get another finger and stick it on there and you can make it live. And that's still easier than regenerating it. When all the DNA structure is there for replacing that in total. And we don't happen to have...